Hey, it's John Tesh. Thank you for listening to Milwaukee's hit music channel. Now's your chance to enjoy some of your favorite music and pick up great bits of information that'll make your life more interesting, stress-free, and just all around better. We refer to this as intelligence for your life. It's right here on the John Tesh Radio Show each and every day. Coming up this hour, the number on your bathroom scale does not say much about your health. So I have three better ways to size yourself up. For example, checking your waist size can help determine your health. Then, I've got advice that'll get you fired, or don't commit these career killers if you want to keep your job. Here's a hint. Inappropriate attire, not a good idea. And do you feel like you're stuck in a rut? Then you need to hear this. I'm going to give you a list of questions to ask yourself, like, by the end of my life, what do I want to have done? It's a good hour, a busy hour. Let's get started.
John Tesh on 94.5 KTI. Music and intelligence for your life. More John Tesh on KTI.
Let's figure out how healthy you are. The number on your bathroom scale doesn't say much about your health, by the way. Here are three better ways to size yourself up, courtesy of Dr. Steve Farrell. I like this stuff. First, check your waist size. I just applied for life insurance. That's what they did. They didn't put me on a scale or anything. They measured my waist and my shoulders and got the ratio between the two. If you're a woman and your waist is 35 inches or more, you could be in trouble. For a guy, 40 inches is the limit. Why? Because waist size happens to be a good marker for visceral fat. That's the fat that lies deep in your belly and increases your risk for heart problems. Now, if you're worried, experts say cardio is the best way to get rid of dangerous belly fat. Next, your fitness level. See how far you can run in 12 minutes at full speed. If you can cover 1.1 miles or more, that's a good sign. And to improve your fitness, try walking for 30 minutes each day. And a final way to test your health without stepping on the scale, consider your size history. This is really important. Research shows that losing and regaining 10 pounds more than five times will weaken your immune system. So try to eat well and exercise regularly. Giving up crash diets will add years to your life.
Hi, John Tesh. This is a very good fan of yours. I'm just calling to say great job with the work you have done. In case if you are wondering, I have heard if your 11-year-old can't hear it, then, well, something like that. I'm about an 11-year-old, but I happen to be an 11-year-old going to 12 soon, and just calling to say great job with the work you've done, John Tesh, and keep it up.
Thank you. Nice job. Nice phone call. Great encouragement. Appreciate it. 866-865-TESH.
John Tesh on 94.5 KTI.
Hey, it's John Tesh. Have you met Matthew, Aaron, and AJ yet? KTI Mornings are in good hands with Matthew Blades in the Morning on 94.5 KTI.
I'm staring out into the night.
Coming up in just a moment here on the John Tesh Radio Program, do you feel like you're stuck in a rut? You need to hear this next piece. I'm going to give you a list of questions you need to ask yourself and answer honestly, like, by the end of my life, what do I want to have done? I'm going to explain how you can use these questions to start accomplishing your goals. But first, as we head to the break, here's a did you know you can use next time you see a glowing frog and want to impress your friends. Did you know?
Did you know that if a frog swallows enough fireflies, it'll start to glow?
Belinsky Homes presents Ask the Builder, where Paul Belinsky answers questions about homes, home building, condominiums, and more.
Think about your next step. Think Lakeland.
Music and intelligence for your life. It's the John Tesh Show on 94.5 KTI.
This is Intelligence for Your Life Radio. My name is John Tesh, also known as Mr. Rut Buster. If you feel like you're stuck in a rut and you just don't know what to do with your life, this is for you. So get your pencil ready. There's a book out called What I Want Next, 30 Minutes to Reveal Your Future. It was written by a woman named Kathy Bonner to help people discover what they really want in life. You know, I love this kind of stuff. So we're going to give you a quick version of her process to get you started. Bonner says, there are no limits and no boundaries. Write down whatever comes to your mind, personal, professional, large, or small. First, spend 3 minutes answering each of the following questions. Number one, by the end of my life, what do I want to have done? Number two, by 1 year from today, what do I want to have done? Ooh, that's good. And number three, if I just found out I had 1 month to live, what would I want to have experienced in this last month of my life? Next, circle the most important items in each list of answers. Then, look at your schedule for the coming week. Make time on the calendar to take a specific step toward accomplishing each of those top goals. Write down the date and time you'll spend at least an hour taking that step. This will get you started. If you want to keep going and accomplishing goal after goal, check out the book, What I Want Next, 30 Minutes to Reveal Your Future. I'll put a link at tesh.com. Now, you can also check out the website, whatiwantnext.com, to get started immediately. Let me hit you with those three questions again because I know we'll get phone calls on this. Number one, by the end of my life, what do I want to have done? Two, by 1 year from today, this minute, what do I want to have done? And three, if I just found out I had a month to live, what would I want to have experienced in this last month of my life? Ready? Begin.
John Tesh on 94.5 KTI. Come with me.